So I get out of my car. All right. We'll still hear the pinging of its engine. We'll hear other cars and other visitors, and we'll hear the beep, beep of our modern world as people are locking their cars and the rustling of our artificial fabrics against our bodies. Some people will be chattering away on cell phones. But then the sound of my backpack goes over my shoulders, and we head off down the trail. And no more than 100 yards along these tall, tree-lined, ferned path with moss drapes that add sound deadening to the experience, we'll hear the call-off twitter of a winter wren. This very high-pitched twittering sound that might be coming from 100 feet away. And then we'll hear further away the sound of the whole river that drains the rainforest, echoing off the far side of the valley. And if we were taking this hike in the fall, we would hear the bugling of the Roosevelt elk. Up close is actually quite a guttural, adrenaline-filled assertion of what it means to be male and wild. But when you hear this experience from a couple of miles away, and that isn't that amazing? When you're in a quiet place, your listening horizon extends for miles in every direction. When you hear an elk call from miles away, it turns into a magic flute as the result of traveling through this place that has the same acoustics as a cathedral. I hear the presence of everything. Nothing shouts importance. And often I actually hike to 1 square inch of silence with another person, and we agree not to talk while we're there. And often the hike in is a chattery experience coming from urban lives, etc. But the hike out is hardly talking at all. And if we talk, we always whisper. Quiet is quieting.
Gordon Hempton. Hear my interview with him in our show, The Last Quiet Places, at onbeing.org.